Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies.
Welcome
of blue
to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free. Give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And halfway through the show, still plenty of time for your questions, so definitely call us. We'll be here for another 2 hours talking gardening, talking about things that we can do in the yard right now. You know, things you can be doing. There's so many different things. We could do a lot of cleanup at this point. I noticed a lot of the landscapers are out doing those cleanups, right? They're getting up a lot of the sticks that fell over the winter months. They're cleaning up some of those leaves in certain areas that for the people who want to remove the leaves, right? They're starting to mulch. Now, we went last night to get ice cream at Kimball Farm, and they had just put mulch down. And that smell of mulch, there's no denying the smell that is mulch. You're just like, yep, there it is. Such a great smell. At least I think so. But a lot of people are starting to do it. You can do it now. You can get that mulch done early if you're looking to do it. And we look and say, well, why do I need to mulch? Well, there are a number of benefits of mulch that, you know, maybe you're just not thinking about. One of them being water retention later in the year, right? If we get drought conditions and you've mulched and taken care of your planting beds, they're more likely to hold moisture than anything. You know, some of the mulches out there, they make enriching mulches that not only will do that, but they will add amendments to the soil over time. And that's one of the things that mulch does as well. Mulch breaks down, creates microbes in the soil, and helps actually enrich it. And it's not something where you have to mulch every year to get those things. You know, you're not looking at having to get 6-8 yards every year, right? That's not necessary. You can actually just do a little bit of addition to the soil. Make it so that you're just putting a couple bags each season to freshen up the color, freshen up the look. But do realize that over time, that mulch will break down, and it's not giving you all the water retention that you're looking for. It's also a weed preventer. Right? You know, this is the time, if you're going to put mulch down, I would look at using a product like Preen, which is a pre-emergent weed killer. Using that, putting it underneath the mulch that you're going to do, and then put the mulch on top and let it be. And you're going to notice that more weeds are less weeds. I don't mean more, but less weeds will be in your garden. So, some things to think about when it comes to mulch. It's not just to make something look pretty. There are actual reasons behind it. And weed prevention is a good one. Moisture retention is a great one. But also some of these, and a lot of these, you know, they are bark. They are recycled material, in essence, right? It's a material that is coming from Mother Nature. It's going to help your soil and the plants around it. So just keep that in mind when you're thinking about, you know, your mulches, etc. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we have plenty of time for questions. So call us. We'll help you out with everything we can. As always, we try to make sure that you are taken care of with your gardening questions. I've had a number of you sign up today for the newsletter just by going to our website at paulparent.com. Scroll all the way to the bottom. Sign up. I usually get an email. I will forward it along and get it taken care of. If somebody who takes care of our newsletter does a great job for us. Ricky does an awesome job putting that newsletter together. My mom edits it, makes sure a lot of things are taken care of, and then we move on and send it to you guys. So it's a huge team effort here. It's not just a one-and-done type thing. So definitely, if you enjoy getting information this time of year, of timely information about the garden, sign up for our newsletter. It's definitely worth it. So again, paulparent.com, bottom of the news, bottom of that website, there'll be a spot for you to sign up for that newsletter. So just bringing it up there because I've noticed today, one, two, three, four, I've had five people this morning already sign up for the newsletter. I know that feeling. I know that it is spring when I start to see, you know, questions coming in, emails coming in, and people signing up for the newsletter. It's pretty cool. I love this time of year. Hopefully you guys do too, because it is the beginning of a new season that hopefully we get to enjoy again. Anyways, if you have questions, call us, 855-660-4261. I've had a number of questions about grubs on our emails. You know, grub cycle. Now, there is a good, like, kind of calendar online that will show you the Japanese beetle life cycle, right? So January, it's deep in the soil. February, still deep in the soil. March, it's starting to move up a little bit. April, the grub starts feeding again. It might start getting some of those root systems, etc. May, it goes into the pupa stage. It's a little bit, getting ready. And then June, it's at that stage right at the surface, just about to pop through. And it comes out, the Japanese beetle, into July. The adults mate and they hatch and their eggs hatch. They go back into the soil end of July into August. They're feeding on the roots. September, the babies are starting to get a little bit bigger. October, November, December, they get deeper into the soil for the winter months. So that's why we're saying, you kind of need to do a, all-in-one type weed killer, like a 24-hour killer in the months of April, beginning of May. So you can kill what's there. So they're not coming out as the Japanese beetle. So that's where the Dilox product comes in. It's a heavy dose to it, but it's 24 hours. Once 24 hours is done, it's over. It kind of heads to, you know, it dissipates in the soil, right? So that's something to be thinking about. And then during the season, we're looking for a season-long type killer. Now, Grub Beater is no longer out there. Grub X is not out there, at least in Massachusetts. The product, the active ingredient in it was a product called imidacloprid. Imidacloprid is no longer to be able to be used in Massachusetts. It's a restricted product. So just something to realize. There are new products out there. They're called a non-neonic product. And Bayer, they're bio-advanced at this point. And, formerly Bayer. Their product out there is the one that is actually looking at not having the imidacloprid in it and a way to work. So just keep that in mind as an option for use of grub control for the season. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. Be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Karen's in Osterville.
Karen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, good morning, Patrick, and thanks for taking my call. I have a question about Montauk and rhododendron. I have a few that need to be moved, and I'm not concerned about losing flowers. Would today be a good day?
So, the Montauk probably would be fine to do today, mm-hmm. right? I don't see an issue with you doing that. The rhododendron, you know, that one's touchy. That, I think you'll be okay, honestly.
These are 4 foot, 5 foot about. They're not huge.
Okay. I don't see it as a bad thing because, you're going to need to move them at some point. Why not today, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So I see that as okay. I don't see why not, right?
Okay. Great.
Make sure, we got to have you. Did you guys get some good rain down on the Cape?
We did.
Right. Yeah. So that's a good thing, too.
Yeah.
Because that's going to keep that moisture in the plant. It's going to allow you to, when you do some cutting into it, it's not going to try to absorb air, right? It's going to have that water already thoroughly in there, and it's not going to harm it as bad. So the transplant shock's not going to be bad.
Okay.
The other thing to look at getting some like planting mix, or get some. I'd definitely look at getting some biotone.
Yep. Definitely.
To add to the soil, yeah. That's going to be huge for it. I think that's going to be one of your better. Benefits of doing this. So, definitely take a look at using those. And then, make sure you do water it in. I know we just got tons of rain, but watering in is going to be huge as well.
Okay. Okay. Great.
Okay.
So now I've experimented with the Montauk based on your advice and CL's advice, and I've come to the conclusion to just grow carpet roses with my Montauk to hide all the mistakes. It's just The drought didn't help.
Yeah.
Experimenting, that kind of it got in the way. But, yeah, so that's my solution. Kind of a lazier approach in a way. No pruning needed.
I hear you. My Montauks, I pruned them and nothing came of them.
Yeah.
You know,
the drought
did not help by any means. I had,
no.
You know, years past didn't do anything and they were fine. So you always wonder.
Yep. And then the last and final thing is, I continue to say thank you for mentioning the cobra head because it's been a blessing in my garden all day long. I use
awesome.
It everywhere. Yeah.
Awesome.
Great tool. And
perfect.
Love your show. So
thank you
very much.
I appreciate it. Well, thank you. You have a great rest of your day.
Yep, and you as well. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. And it'd be a nice day out there, a little cool, but probably one of the better days tomorrow, too, until next weekend, looking like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, tons of rain, but warm. Spring showers bring May flowers, right? April showers bring May flowers. Let's hope that's the case. We're looking to do, temperature wise, looking, it's going to be all right. So, let's enjoy it, going forward. I think the worst of it is done. I'll knock on wood here, but, I don't think we're going to get any more snow or anything along those lines, but who knows? Weather's been crazy all over the country. You just don't know what's going to be. So, we'll plan for it, plan for the worst, hope for the best, and continue. And that's why we're waiting to put a lot of our tender plants outside. We're waiting to do that until middle of May, right? At that point, a lot of our frost damaging weather should be over. So, just because it's 70 at one point this week doesn't mean get out there and put your plants out there. Maybe for the day, but that's about it. If you have questions, call us, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break and be back to answer more of your gardening questions.
Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone Fertilizer has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA News Update. The death toll up to 5 in Arkansas after powerful tornadoes tore through the area. That storm system now in the Northeast. Millions of Americans are at risk of losing their Medicaid coverage.
The reality will hit home first for residents in Arizona, Arkansas, Idaho, New Hampshire, and South Dakota. Those are the first 5 states that will begin dropping people from the Medicaid rolls as early as this month. Medicaid enrollment skyrocketed since March 2020. That's when lawmakers passed the Families First Coronavirus Response Act, which prevented states from involuntarily removing anyone from coverage. 14 more states will begin dropping people in May, and 20 additional states in June. All states must complete their redeterminations of Medicaid eligibility over the next 14 months. I'm John Schaefer.
The shape of a person's heart could indicate future cardiac disease if it's more spherical than oblong. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans
vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Got a couple calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Donna's in South Carolina.
Donna, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. We're a Good little morning. Bit ahead of you on the planting. We're already having gorgeous 70-degree days, and we've got to get moving now before it gets too hot. So we're a little different than you.
Definitely.
When you were talking about the Japanese beetles,
yeah.
We have them something fierce. I mean, I've had layers of them on fruit trees and stuff, and they just, I think all they do is eat, mate, and die, eat, mate, and die.
That's kind of, yeah. That's yeah. exactly what they do.
Yeah. What I have found, and I noticed you talked about the chemicals, and I'm trying to do things as much organically and non-chemically as I can.
Yeah.
We remembered using Milky Spore,
yep.
And we just laid down the first layer for the spring, and we understand you have to do spring, summer, and fall, and then they recommended on the bag doing it spring, summer, and fall the second year. Is all that necessary, or are those life cycles that you mentioned, is it enough to do them, say, the first year, and do you have to do all three seasons?
So I've always looked at it as doing it spring and fall,
mm-hmm.
2 years in a row.
Okay.
All right. The reason being is there is not enough. The first season, there's not enough of the microbe, the spores.
Right.
Excuse me. To do enough to control it completely.
Right.
Right. So that's what you're doing is you're building the spores up,
mm-hmm.
so that they can then take over any of the grubs.
Now, how come you're leaving out the summer? Do you find that still works to do it just spring and fall without the summer?
Well, so in the summer months, usually in June, July,
mm-hmm.
right, they are they're the Japanese beetle,
yes.
at that point. And so, you know, putting it late August
mm-hmm.
down
mm-hmm.
is going to get them when they're just starting to make, just starting to mate, starting to lay their eggs, etc.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. You know, I just think that during those summer months, putting them down, you know, it's not going to do as much as
yeah,
it would,
yeah.
You know, those multiple times. I that's how I've always looked at it was like spring and fall.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the same thing for 2 years, you know, and then sporadically after that, having to put some down just to make sure you have enough in it, right?
Yeah.
Because over time, something could happen. We could have a major drought mm-hmm. like we've had, right? And then all of a sudden, some of those spores, you know, get dehydrated and don't keep coming back.
Okay.
Right? So the other thing is, too, for your area, you know, your winters aren't as drastic as they would be up here. You know, you'll get some freezes, you'll get those.
Yep.
But you might not get some of the weather that we saw where it was like, you know, minus 10, minus 15, right?
That's one of the reasons why we're here and not there.
Yeah, I understand why. But, you know, the spores will last longer, easier for you than they would up here. So you might actually have better spores, you know, earlier than the two seasons.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't risk it and not give enough to it.
Okay.
Because, you know, sometimes with the milky spore, I've read that it can take up 4 to 5 years to have enough in the soil. Right? So
yeah.
It just depends as long as, you know, you have that warm temperatures of 70 degrees or more, which you're having, mm-hmm. that's when you want to start putting them down to continue with it. You don't want to put it earlier than that.
No, okay.
Because the milky spore doesn't last as long in the cold, cold temperatures there.
Oh, okay.
Right?
So can it die if it's freezing? Like if we have a couple of overnight freezes, will that kill it?
It could eventually.
Mm.
I don't think it's going to be one where it's going to kill it just like immediately, right?
Okay.
It's one of those things where the warmer weather allows it to increase its production of other spores
yeah.
to multiply.
Yeah, that's
right?
what I've heard.
So that's why you do it spring, because it'll have all summer to multiply. And then you would do it at, you know, mid-August is when you would put your next down, right?
Okay.
You know, maybe it's, for you guys, might be a little bit earlier than August.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to, you know, think, you know, you're probably, let's call it like 3 weeks behind or ahead of us,
mm-hmm.
me, right? So if you're 3 weeks ahead of us, I would want to put it down up here like mid-August. So you might be putting it down, you know, late July, beginning of August.
Would I notice it like when the infestations of them start to reduce, then that would be my signal to put it because they're going back in the ground? Like when they're not all over my trees, is that about the time? Because that's right. You got it on the timing of when they are just massive and then all of a sudden they just disappear.
Yeah, so that's when they're starting to go into the ground.
Okay.
So that's one of the better times to put the spores into it because they're in the more very juvenile stages, right? The infant stages where the spores can take over the grub easier.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's why, you know, in that time frame is when I would put that second application down.
Okay. See, now that makes a lot of sense to me. Why put it in the ground when the beetles are up in the air, you know, but
exactly.
I didn't know if the 2 year thing was critical, but I know it grows and I didn't know how fast, but like some of my friends, older friends than us all say we're too old for starter gardens.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. So we want stuff to work. Does it help if we put more spore down than the amount, like the 20-pound bag, it said should cover about 7,000 square feet. Would it help to double up on that? Would that make it better for us?
I wouldn't double up on it.
Okay.
Because you can overdo it.
Oh.
Right? And they might not do what they're supposed to for you. They might just be overpopulated too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
right? Where they just, you know, just overtake the whole area and then nothing can happen.
Yeah.
They just can't really move around.
Okay. And the spores won't hurt the other, like earthworms and all the biome in the soil.
No,
right?
No, not at all.
Good. Okay, that's why I like it. I don't want to kill everything. And then the other thing I wanted to just question, we have the most wretched soil, which, that's not something that we knew ahead of time, but it is what it is. It's orange clay and rocks. Is there nutrition in that? And do we have to go way over here on supplementations and good amendments and stuff in the soil because of that?
I mean, I would try to do what you can to add, amend the soil. You know, clay, what clay does a lot of time is it just sits and it makes it, yeah. it just doesn't allow the nutrients to go mm-hmm. through.
It's brutal.
Yeah, and so breaking up some of that would be something to do. I would look at using, a couple options would be a product like sulfur mm-hmm. from Natural Alternative. You could use Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green. What they are is basically it's a sulfur-based product. It's kind of like gypsum. We use gypsum we talk about using gypsum in New
yeah.
England all the time this mm-hmm. time of year because of the salt damage.
Yeah.
But what this is, both of those products are pretty much, close to the same. The one good thing with the natural alternative is it has the fertilizer mixed in, so it kind of actually makes the activates those trapped nutrients at the same time.
Oh, okay.
But the idea is it breaks up the clay quicker than gypsum would.
Oh, great.
So it's
okay.
a faster acting,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to need to put it down about three times in a season to really do, I want to call it damage, but we're not doing damage.
No,
we're helping.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So look to do it in three applications,
okay.
6 week intervals.
Okay.
Right. And that's going to help get rid of some of the, it's not going to get rid of the clay. What it's going to do is break it up
mm-hmm.
so that the nutrients that you put down, the fertilizers, anything that you put down in the lawn have the ability to go where they need to be.
Okay, in Natural Alternatives, I used to use their safe snow melt up there.
Yep.
I love them. And then the sulfuring you said is the product was by Jonathan Green. Is that what you said?
So there's a sulfur.
Yes, I got
is
that.
What Natural Alternative carries.
Got it.
Okay, Jonathan Green has a product just like it called Love Your Soil.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Okay, but Jonathan Green's Love Your Soil doesn't have the protolizer in it.
Oh, okay.
It just is, it's basically a fast-acting gypsum is what I would call it to make it
gotcha.
Easier to state.
So it sounds like the natural alternatives would be the better of the two for here.
Yes, it would be more gotcha. Beneficial for what you're looking to do, 100%.
Oh, listen, my garden club's going to hear about that one because we are just, oh, my God, we do a lot of pots and raised beds and, killing ourselves with augers. And
yeah.
then the one thing that helps the drainage here is that there's a ton of rocks. So
that's a good thing.
Yeah, but it takes you 5 hours to dig a huge pothole.
This product will, take some time. You'll mm-hmm. notice the next season, you'll notice next year it's really beneficial.
Oh, good.
But what you might need to do it as just a, not a curative, just more as to keep it steady going with your soil.
Yeah.
For the next year, to make sure it's, stays the way you want it to.
Awesome. Thank you. That helps so much. And thanks for the information on those, Japanese beetles. I have a friend that if she just shakes her bush, thousands and thousands of them come out. And I've been hand picking them with, I just dump them in the water and then I pour it out and crush them because I don't want them to suffer drowning.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
But, there's no cruelty necessary here, but it's an overwhelming job to try to keep up with it. So, I said, I've got to do something. And then I remember her hearing, oh my gosh, that good old milky spore we had used up there. And it really did work.
No, it definitely does.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your help on both those issues. I really appreciate it.
No problem, Donna. You have a great rest of your day.
You too, and you enjoy the beautiful spring there. We've already had our dogwoods and our trees blooming. Our daffodils are gone by. The forsythias are gone by. So.
Awesome. That's great. We know it's on the way for us.
You're not kidding. Okay. Thanks so much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here. 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now we're about 45 seconds before the break, so I'm not going to bring anybody on just yet. I'm not even sure if there's anybody there. I think there is, but hang tight until the other side of the break where we'll get more gardening questions, more information. You know, it's amazing how a lot of the same things can happen change throughout the country, just a couple weeks different. South Carolina is about 3-4 weeks ahead of us. We're going to get there. I know what's happening. We'll be there soon. Anyways, phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be...
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Will Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Bunch of calls on the line. Nathan, who's up next?
Rick's in Mass.
Rick, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, good. Got a couple of questions about hydrangeas.
Sure.
I got some hydrangeas. They're approximately 25 to 30 years established.
Okay.
Got great foliage. I get very few flowers. And I've been pulling my hair out for years trying to get them to bloom.
Okay.
I've got both of them get 3/4 of a day of sun, at least. One's on the south side of the house. One right now is on the east side getting the morning sun.
Okay.
And just wondering what I can do to get some blooms on these.
Have you ever tried using a super phosphate?
Well, we're going to shoot for that this year. We have used a blossom booster type fertilizer on them. But this okay. year we're going to go straight with a super phosphate.
So I'd love for you to put super phosphate down in the next, week to 10 days here.
Yeah.
Reason being is that's going to start really pushing the root development, pushing the development for the long term. Now, if you were to use a bloom booster, the bloom booster usually only works when the blossoms are actually active or are starting to form, right? So you use it at the time when you start to see flowers going, not before that. Okay, so what I would look at doing is get out there, where are you in Mass? The South Shore, North Shore?
South Shore.
So if you're on the South Shore, your soil's warming up. If you can get a shovel into the ground, I'd put some super phosphate down today.
Okay.
So that it can start getting worked into the soil.
All right, sure.
And so what you'll do is however wide the hydrangeas are, that's where you're going to put the fertilizer into the soil.
Right.
Because that's where, Yep, that's where the soil, the roots really are, and that's going to help. So you're going to push that into the ground there. And in about 6 weeks, I want you to follow up with a 10-10-10 all-purpose fertilizer, granular form, on the same plant. Okay? Then when you start to see buds forming, which you'll start to see probably, you know, depending upon the variety, let's call it end of June into July, maybe a little bit later, that's when you would use a bloom booster, like a liquid form of it. And I would say use the liquid form at that point because it's more readily available. And when you put that down, you're going to, the nutrients are going to go to the blossom. Now, if you just put it on a plant that is sticks and leaves, it's going to focus more on just the root system and only do, you know, something to the roots. It's not going to help the flowers. But if the flower is there and you use it, it goes right to it. Okay. So that's when I would wait to use the liquid form for the bloom booster. And you really should see a big difference in it. You know, the other thing could be maybe check out, get a soil sample done in the area, see if there's something else going on there. But I think this might help you and change some of the change some of the blossoms for you for the season.
Well, that sounds good. We'll give it a shot.
All right, Rick. Well, good luck.
Thank you very much for your time.
No problem. You have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And had about a minute before the break. Don't want to bring somebody on and just basically have them hang tight for another couple minutes. So hang tight, everybody online. I am going to try to get to as many of you as possible. I think there's three behind it, so we'll do what we can. I know somebody was going to ask about some hostas and splitting them. Awesome time to do it is right now when they're young. If you know exactly where they are, split them, cut them in half, cut them in quarters, move them around. Good time to do it. You know, it's definitely something that I'd add some compost, add some biotone to it, and do what you can to make it better that way. But if you're looking to do it now if you can. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.